Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on gluing an Amen style bass wobble using groove pool tricks. Today we're working on something that sounds simple, but it's one of the biggest reasons drum and bass grooves feel professional. The bass doesn't just sound good, it feels like it belongs with the drums. That's the goal here. We're not making a bass line that sits on top of the break. We're making one that moves with it, breathes with it, and feels like part of the same machine. In D&B, especially jungle, rollers, dark halftime, and heavier break-driven styles, the bass line usually works best when it respects the snare, leaves room for the kick, and locks into the rhythm of the drum loop. Live producers focus only on sound design, but rhythm is just as important, sometimes even more important. So let's build a simple two-bar phrase and make it feel glued to an Amen-style break using Ableton's groove pool. Start by setting your project to around 174 BPM. That's a classic starting point for drum and bass, and it gives us the right energy right away. On one MIDI or audio track, load in an Amen break or an Amen-inspired break. Keep it simple for now. No crazy processing yet. We just want the rhythmic reference. On a second MIDI track, load a bass instrument. For beginners, Waveatable is a great choice because it's flexible and easy to shape. Operator also works well if you want a cleaner sub-focused sound. Keep the sound basic at first. Use a saw or a simple waveform. Low pass the tone somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz depending on how bright you want it, and add a little saturator after it if you want more weight and presence. Keep the bass mostly mono. In D&B, tight low end is everything. Now program a very short bass phrase. Don't overcomplicate it. We want only a few notes over two bars. A good starting point is this kind of shape. One longer note on beat 1, a shorter reply around the end of beat 2, another note leading into the second bar, and plenty of space for the snare. That space is important. In a break-based D&B pattern, the snare usually needs room to punch through. If the bass is constantly filling those same moments, the whole groove gets blurry. Think in phrases, not just loops. Even a two-bar bass line should feel like a question and an answer. Bar 1 can introduce the idea, and bar 2 can reply with a small shift or syncopation. Now add wobble motion. For the wobble, keep it musical and restrained. We're not trying to turn this into a giant dubstep patch. We're aiming for rhythmic movement. If you're using Waveatable, assign filter movement to an LFO or automation. If you're using auto filter, put it on the bass track and use a low-pass filter with a gentle wobble in the cutoff. A good starting area is a cutoff movement somewhere between 150 and 800 Hz, with modest resonance. A useful tip here, less movement often sounds heavier. If the bass is wobbling constantly, it can lose impact, but if it only moves at the right moments, it feels intentional and powerful. Now comes the key move. Open the groove pool in Ableton Live 12. Take your Amen break clip, extract or capture its groove feel, and apply that groove to your bass MIDI clip. This is where the bass starts to inherit the same rhythmic DNA as the drums. You'll want to start subtly. Try timing around 20 to 40%, velocity around 10 to 25%, and random very low, maybe 0 to 8%. If the groove feels too lazy, reduce the amount before changing the notes themselves. Sometimes the notes are fine, and the groove setting is just too strong. This is the heart of the lesson. Instead of manually drawing every note to imitate the break, you're letting the bass borrow the same swing and push-pull feel from the Amen. Now listen closely to how the bass sits against the drums. Don't judge it in solo for too long. The real test is whether the bass makes the break feel better. Listen especially around the snare, the ghost hits, and any little hat accents. If the bass and drum accents seem to answer each other, you're on the right track. At this stage, adjust your note lengths. This is one of the most overlooked parts of bass groove. Beginners often focus on where notes start, but the tails matter just as much. If a note rings over the snare too much, shorten it. If a note feels too short and weak, let it breathe a little longer. Small changes here can clean up the whole pocket. A simple trick is to make the first note a little longer and the second response a little tighter. That gives you a clear call and response shape without adding more notes. If the bass feels disconnected from the break, try borrowing more of the break's accents. Maybe place a bass note near a ghost snare or a strong hat hit. That makes the bass feel like it's speaking the same language as the drums. Now let's talk sub and mid layers. A proper D&B bass usually needs both. The sub layer gives you the weight, and the mid layer gives you the character and motion. You can duplicate the bass track or use an auto effect rack, but for beginners, keep it simple. Use operator or a sine-based patch for the sub. Keep it clean, mono, and mostly below 90 Hz. Then use wavy-table or a more colorful patch for the mid layer, with a wobble and texture living there. If needed, use EQA to high-pass the mid layer around 80 to 100 Hz so it doesn't fight the sub. This keeps the bottom end focused and club-ready. A great advanced variation is to apply stronger groove to the mid-bass and lighter groove to the sub. That way the low end stays stable while the character layer feels more animated. Now loop the two bars and do some small timing checks. If the bass feels late, back off the groove amount a little. If it feels stiff, increase timing slightly. If it's fighting the snare, move the note start away from the snare hit or shorten the tail. If it feels too clean and robotic, add a touch more swing or manual nudging to one note. That last part is important. Sometimes one tiny manual shift does more than a whole extra groove setting. A single note move just a little can make the pattern feel human. Now give the phrase a bit of arrangement life. Try automating the filter cutoff so bar 2 feels like a reply to bar 1. Or automate a touch of saturation drive before a key hit. You can also nudge resonance up slightly for tension, then pull it back down. This is where the loop starts to sound like a section, not just a pattern. In a proper DNB drop, small changes over 4 or 8 bars keep the energy moving without losing the hypnotic feel. If you want to go one step further, resample the drums and bass together. Record a few bars to audio, then listen back. Sometimes printing the groove makes it feel more locked and more like it's been baked into the track. If needed, add gentle glue compressor on the drum bus, a bit of saturator for harmonics, and EQA to clean up any buildup in the low mids. Here's the main takeaway. In drum and bass, the bass doesn't just need a good sound, it needs the right relationship with the break. The groove pool is a powerful way to make your bass inherit the rhythm of the amen break instead of fighting it. Keep the phrase simple. Use the drums as your timing reference, watch the note tails, and let space do some of the heavy lifting. If the bass feels like it belongs to the break, you're doing it right. So for your practice, make a two-bar loop with an amen break, a simple bass patch, a few notes, and a little groove pool timing. Then tweak only one thing at a time: groove amount, note position, note length, or filter movement. That's the fastest way to learn what's actually making the groove work. And that's the lesson. A simple bass wobble, but glued to the drums in a way that feels alive, punchy, and properly jungle authentic. Now go build that pocket, and make the break and bass move like one.